You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, that's a nice little track there. That's from an album called Kid Sticks by Beth Orton. And we're just waiting to speak to Beth Orton on the telephone. So you can just all wait with us. We'll be listening to some more Beth Orton. Off the same album, this is called Moon. Beautiful track. That last one was called 1973. Listening to BFM Breakfast with Mikey Havoc. It's 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Morning.
Feels like on my skin. I wanna know what the moon feels like within. I know what the sun feels like on my skin. I wanna know how the moon gives life within. And the same moon rises over me as you. And there's really not much about that that we can do. I see a light and it bright, keeps me up all night. I see a light and it bright, keeps me up all night.
From the album Kid Sticks, that's Beth Orton. And on the line, Beth Orton. Hello, Beth Orton. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome to 95BFM. And I'd like to say, yippee, you're coming to New Zealand again. Woohoo!
I know.
How have you been, Beth? I spoke to you many years ago when we only first heard about Beth Orton. And now the whole world knows about Beth Orton, and Beth Orton travels the world, and Beth Orton's beautiful voice is heard in some of the most beautiful locations in the world. How's it been?
I know, right? Look at that.
How about that?
It's been wonderful. I know. Who'd have thunk?
Who would have thunk it? And you're coming to play in June in Christchurch, June 20th, June 21st in Wellington at the Opera House, and here in Auckland at the Town Hall on June 22nd, playing songs from this album, Kid Sticks, so I'm listening to at the moment, this track called Moon, and some of your classic back catalogue, because otherwise people would probably lynch you if you didn't. How's it been? Tell for those people who aren't au fait with this album, with Kid Sticks, how did it come about? Why are you working with the people you're working with on it? And has it been good fun? This is your sixth album, isn't it? Sixth studio album.
I think so, yeah. It's been a blast. The record started with me and a guy called Andy Hung from a band called Puck Buttons. And we went into just a friend's garage for 10 days. Just for the heck of it, just for no apparent reason really, but to see what would happen. And something really interesting happened, and then I started writing to these four bar loops. I took myself off guitar. I just wanted to see what would happen, and I found that it helped me write quite differently, to not be attached to the guitar for the first time in that way. And and then gradually, yeah, I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I got together with Chris Taylor from the band Grizzly Bear, and he brought a lot to the record. He brought some beautiful music, more live instrumentation, and, I just went on this little journey around Los Angeles, and actually ended up in Berlin at one point working with Dustin O'Halloran from Winged Victory for the Sullen, and he did some of the arrangements, and it was quite a journey.
Sorry, go ahead.
Tell me.
I was just saying if you're going to start working with electronica again, then you've got to do a bit of LA straight to Berlin. Oh, really? That's really capturing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you've never
mess around. I mean, I think. Yeah, go on.
You've never been shy of the electronic world, have you? That was sort of really how we first heard about you through your sort of. On Heavenly Records and with the Chemical Brothers stuff.
Yeah. And William Orbit and various other things. And, of course, Trailer Park had that influence. I do think, though, this is probably my most experimental record in terms of just really, really going for it. But I also think it's probably one of the lushest in terms of songwriting. And it's having said that, I don't know, sugaring season was pretty lush too, but I mean lush as in rich, not just lush as in it was lush. But I think it's a rich record of sounds, and I think the songwriting is I don't know what to say, it's just different. There's a different quality to the record, and it's lovely to play it live because I get to find that place again, and also the way it sort of influences the older songs as well. And sure. The band that I need to play the new record allows for quite an intense reworking of some of the older songs, so that they're quite loud. They're quite bombastic at the same time. You know, wow, I can still cool. just pick up an acoustic guitar and play a song that someone might just want to hear in that moment. And there's a great fluidity to it as well, even though there is now this kind of percussive and programmed element to the music. But it's just a really exciting way to work, palette to work with. I hate that expression. But anyway.
It's cool though, it's kind of cool.
But no, you know, there it all is. Yeah.
Last time you were in New Zealand in 2013, you played two beautiful sold out church performances.
It was beautiful. It was lovely. I mean, this is very different to that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
But then I think that's quite nice to come back and play with a band because I've not done it. I don't know when the last time is I played New Zealand with a full band. So.
It's really exciting,
isn't
it?
That's lovely as well.
When you said that this album sort of started, the genesis of this album started 10 days in someone's garage, and the previous albums didn't start like that? The previous albums were a bit more sort of traditional, and did you book a studio and all that sort of stuff? And
oh, no. Well, actually, funny I should say that, because it's true. Sugaring Season started in a barn, in a field.
Howdy.
So, you know, I did, though, end up with Sugaring Season. I did end up recording it for one week only, in a studio in Portland, Oregon. And that was very, like, right, we start this record. It was a live record. It was like, you know, one take, boom, 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 which is actually similar to what I did with Comfort Strangers. That was also, like, this kind of rigid rule of we're going to do this. Now, Kid Sticks, it took me 2 years in all over the whole process.
Wow.
Not that I was like, you know, but I just allowed it to take, it was just like a constant unfolding. It wasn't like, okay, this record starts.
It's like a serious relationship. It's like a serious relationship, Beth.
Like a serious relationship. It's the longest relationship I ever had. it's not actually, that's a lie.
But that's a lot of love to put into a record, isn't it, over time?
It certainly is, though it's not to say that my other records didn't have that same amount of love, just because, you know, that I think because those other records probably took a couple of years to write themselves, it's just that it took a week to record, whereas this one I was recording as I went, and I recorded at home a lot. So everything that, you know, you can hear my kids walking across the room in some of the songs, you know, if you were that way inclined and you had those kind of ears, you can hear them gobbing off and shouting across the room and asking me for like dinner and stuff. But you know, it's a very homespun and kind of lived with recording.
Well, and very intriguing and exciting. Definitely, that definitely warrants coming along to the shows, doesn't it? When someone comes up with an album sound like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, apart from touring New Zealand, Beth, what else is on the cards for you? Doing any sort of soundtrack work or any sort of collaborations outside of your own material?
Well, I'm doing bits and pieces. I'm touring Australia actually before I come to New Zealand. Sure. I'm touring Australia. I'm doing some bits and pieces here that I can't really talk about yet, but because I'm really superstitious about talking about things before they actually happen, so I keep my trap shut. But yes.
Okay.
Nothing much to report there.
I don't want any gypsy curse.
Moving quickly on.
Hey, Beth, thank you very much for talking to us this morning on 95BFM. That's lovely to talk to you again, and I can't wait to see you play.
Oh, thanks very much. Cheers.
Have a wonderful day. That's Beth Orton live on the telephone to 95BFM, which is you were listening to it, so you knew that was going on. Woo!
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.